I gave a reading a while ago where I tuned in and I saw what someone's soul really wanted them to create. And they hadn't told me anything yet, but what I was looking at was a storefront. I could see shelves, products, a small team of two or three people gathered around them as that person spoke about their vision, right? And I could see that they would have to create from the ground up, so to speak, as in doing the labor to even bring the store together. It was entirely unfinished, and they would have to finish building the walls, you know, putting in lighting, all of the different fixtures. And the person I was giving the reading to just kind of looked at me and said, nope, none of that makes sense. That's not what I do. So I stepped back and I said, okay, well, let's continue on with the reading in a different area and see what happens. And everything kept looping me back to that storefront. And finally, I was like, okay, your guides are really adamant about this. And so there has to be something here. And as I was giving the reading, a few things were revealed. They were leaving a company they had worked for a really long time. And they also had no idea what they were supposed to do next. And so I continued to describe what I saw, although it wasn't crystal clear. And then I decided, let me ask them a question. And the question I asked was, if you had to pick three things you'd love to do, what would they be? And their whole energy shifted. Their face lit up. Their voice came alive. They started describing one thing they absolutely loved, products they had spent all this time and money on, buying, testing, figuring out exactly what worked for them and why. And they went into so much detail, we never even got to items 2 and 3. That was the soul aligned direction their guides were pointing them towards. And at first it made no sense to them because they hadn't even considered it was possible, right? To them, it was just this very small inkling of an idea somewhere buried deep inside. But really it was this huge aligned path waiting for them to show up. And their guides were not going to let them walk out of that reading that day before they made that connection. And as this person began to speak it out loud, it clicked. So our soul aligned offer is often a thing we overlook, the thing we take for granted because it comes so naturally, right? Because somewhere we learn that we're supposed to earn it. And if there is an effort and struggle attached, then it's not valuable. Or we've learned that we can't sustain ourselves by doing the thing that we love because we can't make money doing it. Or we've learned that work is work and play is play. And those things are to remain separate, right? And yet, the thing that lights us up, the thing that brings us joy, the things that we do naturally are usually the very things that we're here to share. Now, you might be listening and thinking like, okay, what does a storefront have to do with someone's purpose? Well, it's about the energy behind it. That person will be giving much needed resuscitation and life to endless people through those products and that storefront, mark my word, because of how they feel about it, how invested they are in it. And in turn, they'll be doing the same for themselves. Now, before we do the exercises, let's talk about what gets in the way. I just mentioned a few things, right? Some of those old stories playing out, but many of us also feel scattered. And we carry a dozen half-born ideas that seem exciting in their own way, but when we try to hold them all at once, they collapse. Why? Because most of them are still rooted in shoulds of what society says success should look like, what survival tells us we must do, what patriarchal conditioning has pressed into us about worth and productivity. So for a really long time, I fell into that too. I'd create with urgency, measuring myself against others, doing research about what the market needed or what I thought would sell, or listening to other people tell me, oh, that's a really good thing. You should just mass produce it and sell it, you know. But when our offers are built on shoulds, they may contain pieces of our purpose, but the whole thing isn't aligned, right? And that's why they don't land with the power that they could. So true alignment happens when you strip away the noise, what people expect, what society says is possible, what survival tells you to cling to. And instead you ask yourself, what is my soul asking me to do? A woman I know said a simple but powerful thing recently. Before any decision, big or small, she has started to ask herself, what should I do? Then she waits for the answer to emerge, puts it aside, and does the complete opposite. Why? Because she knows that for her, right now, that should is rooted in conditioning, old patterns, and often a patriarchal framework. And by asking herself, what should I do? What she's really asking is, what would I do if I weren't choosing from conditioning or survival, or what I was taught about how I'm supposed to work and create? Busyness is not purpose. Productivity is not fulfillment. People aren't craving more of that. They're craving resonance, something alive, something real, and that only comes from offers that carry your essence. For those of you who have too many ideas, think of your ideas as stars scattered across the night sky, beautiful, infinite, but overwhelming when you try to hold them all. But there is always one star that shines brighter, right? That's your offer. When you focus on it, the rest don't disappear. They become guideposts leading you to that one thing. So let's anchor this in with an exercise. I want you to grab a piece of paper and pen and sit in a comfortable place. And I want you to close your eyes for a minute and place one hand on your heart and one hand on your belly where your sacral chakra is. And I want you to breathe slowly until you feel calm and centered. Now ask yourself, if money, time, and judgment weren't an issue, what would I offer? Write down whatever comes to mind. Don't censor it. Don't filter it. Some ideas may still carry traces of conditioning, and that's fine. But just get it all out. Maybe it's a program you'd offer, a class, a piece of art, a product, a service, an experience you've always wished existed. And if nothing clear comes, set the intention to notice what you naturally do. Pay attention throughout the day. Do you talk to your plants for hours? Do you get lost in makeup, skincare, or design? Do you obsess over creating the perfect coffee or curating your space? These natural pulls often hold the keys to your aligned offer. And if you're saying, well, there's nothing I really do other than work and go home, well, then I encourage you to revisit the recording where I talked about connecting back in with yourself and your joy and the things that you love, because that's why that recording exists in this series. And if you can say, well, there's many things, there's many ideas that I have, many things that I do well, I can say yes to many things that I just listed. Maybe all of them are not things that I am meant to do in terms of offering them to others, but they have all guided me to my larger purpose. So for me, for example, being able to relate to people in many different walks of life, in many professions, across industries and settings is extremely important to the services that I offer. And so I've always had a wide range of experiences when it comes to that and skills. And so the people who are multi-talented, you just got to find the thing that connects them all, the thing that holds them all together. You might be thinking about your experiences or what you're good at or the things that you enjoy. And you're like, these are so different. But I promise you, there is something that connects them all. Aside from you, right? Because you do connect them all, but there's also a theme. There'll be a theme running through it, right? A theme of compassion, a theme of improving other people's experiences, a theme of bringing people joy or helping them see how beautiful they are. And once you've written down your list, choose one thing, the one that makes you say, yes, this is it. I've been wanting to do this. But maybe you just don't know how you would put it together or what the steps are. Or even if you don't get to that resounding yes, choose the thing that makes you feel like this might be it, although I'm not sure. And you can organize the list if you need to. You can add items to other items if you see that really they go together. And for that one thing, even if it's not crystal clear to you yet, even if you don't have all of the pieces yet, Let's just go general for a second. I just want you to tap into how you want someone to feel once they experience something that you've offered. I want you to write down three qualities. Do you want them to feel inspired, empowered, expanded, seen, ecstatic? Those feelings are the energetic thread that will make your work magnetic. Because when your offer carries that resonance, when it's aligned with your soul, people feel it. And that's when your work not only succeeds, but it begins to transform lives. When you're in the in-between and you're thinking about your unique offer, there are a ton of directions that you can go, right? You've probably got a lot of skills, have done many things for work and play throughout your life, and it may be overwhelming. It might be the reason that you are listening to this recording right now to help you get some clarity. But the first step is to just get them all out, to put them all down on paper so you can see how they connect, what needs to be left behind, what you can expand upon, and how you can update certain things that maybe you used to do or have always thought about doing. But now that you are a different person, you can update them to fit that version of you that you are becoming. And sometimes the clarity on what exactly it is and how you need to put it together doesn't come immediately. It comes while you're deep in the throes of the in-between and hopefully doing many of the things that I mentioned and suggested in the second recording, because it all depends on where you are in your cycle of growth. And if you've got certain beliefs and patterns that you are knocking up against while you're in this phase, while you're in the in-between, that are ready to be expanded, those very things might feed and fuel and help you refine the thing that you are meant to offer. So in this stage, like I said, just get all the possibilities out on paper. And let me go a little deeper in what I was just saying about certain patterns and beliefs wanting to be evolved and expanded upon depending on where you are in your cycle of growth. So I've always considered life to be cyclical, right? Not linear. And you might say that sounds absolutely crazy because, you know, we're born and we have a birthday and all of a sudden we're one. And then later, you know, we're 20 and later we're 30, right? It happens in a linear fashion. These birthdays do. And certain events happen that way too. But our experiences are cyclical. For example, and I'll just take it on a larger world stage for a minute before I bring it back to the individual. A lot of people have said across social media and different news channels that this time period right now is reminiscent of what was happening in Germany during the 1930s, right? Why? Because we've kind of circled around to that same point on the spiral in terms of experiences so that we can expand them and evolve them, right? And how do we do that? We respond differently. We respond differently to the crisis. The conditions and the circumstances and the people are different, right? And therefore, the response is going to be different, although what they are attempting feels similar. So it's like we have an opportunity and the wherewithal and the strength and the perspective to choose a different path this time because we recognize that things are different. We've grown in certain areas together as humanity and worldwide. We don't need the same things and we don't need that particular lesson, although there are many other lessons that we are still learning in the larger context. There are new ways of living that we are striving for. Therefore, the outcome can be different, and based upon our free will, it will be different. And in choosing differently, we evolve our perspective on that experience, and we set ourselves on a different trajectory. It's no different when we're thinking about where we are on the spiral of our own individual lives, right? A lot of people throughout the experience with this administration have been kind of reminiscing about how life was in and around COVID in 2020. It wasn't perfect. Many atrocious things happened. Lots of people died. And for a time, we were all really scared about how life was going to move forward. But there was another side to that. A lot of people got a chance for the first time in a really long time, or maybe ever, to stay at home more with their family, to not be so pressured by what they had to do in terms of their responsibilities. They had time to walk their dogs. They had time to take naps. They felt better and more rested throughout the day. They took walks at lunchtime. They paid off debt. I mean, and the list goes on, right? People have been reminiscing about that time. Like, remember when we got a taste of what life could be like when we were all at home, when we were making things, when we were more connected? Well, that has rolled around on the spiral again as one of the parts of our experience that is ready to be expanded upon. And it doesn't only want to be evolved so that it can be balanced out, like our experience back in the 1930s, for example. It's ready to be fleshed out. It's ready to be carried forward so that we can experience living more and more that way each day, right? Not only as something connected to a crisis that we experience together, but just as a general, everyday way of life. So we've cycled back around to that point on the spiral as well. And that's why it's more important than ever for you to connect back in with yourself, align with your higher purpose, whatever that may be, and to create what your soul has to offer, right? That authentic, genuine part of yourself that really wants to be of service to others, wants to be of service to the world in some kind of way. Because that's the part that we're ready to step into as a collective in the not so distant future. That is the expansion. Okay, so that's all for this recording. I'll see you in the next one where we go deeper into creating your unique offer and the container for it.